Good morning, 6:38, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Great song, by the way. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Janice Gill is on the line with us. We'll get here in just a second. Let's go ahead. Janice, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Back from your week of vacation. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Always good to have you. So there's been a bit of drama that took place in the last 2 weeks since you and I talked last. I'm going to give a little bit of the background, and then I'm going to kind of ask you for your thoughts. You had raised an ethics issue where you and Allison Rogers, the county attorney, had disagreed about the unmasking legality or appropriateness for an anonymous records request. That had made a little bit of news. This had to do with the retirement plan that became then an agenda item at Thursday's County Commission meeting, where Stephen Berry was asking on behalf of him, Lumen May, and several other potential employees for back compensation for a pension choice they make, which would have cost, if it were to be passed, somewhere in the order of $2 million to the county, about $250,000 each for him and for Lumen May. Also, at that same commission meeting, the board raised the issue of your contract and talking about that coming up, not today, but coming up a week from now, and they approved that conversation. So, in the midst of all the other stuff, the guy who actually added your name to the hiring list originally in order to get you the county administrator position is now raising the question of whether you should have the job anymore or not. How you doing? How are you handling all of this?
Listen, I'm fine. You know, I've got 29 years of government service. And, you know, this is the thing. When you take a job, particularly in Florida, you work for the principal. And so I work at the pleasure of the board. And my contract did start in July of 2019. And so it is appropriate to do an annual review. The board does have an option as to how they do that review, whether they do it privately or they do it publicly. And, you know, they've chosen this year to do it publicly. And so, you know, that's fine. You know, I go back and I look at my first 100 days message. I go back and I look at, you know, the day I was hired or the day I was interviewing. Commissioner Burgosh specifically asked me, you know, who will you be working for? And I hesitated for a moment. But then I told him the truth, which is, in my heart of hearts, my job is to work for the taxpayers of Escambia County. And so, you know, I feel like that's something that I have maintained while I've been here. And, you know, I mean, I as I said, I work at the pleasure of the board. And so I'm up for any kind of criticism or commentary or, you know, anything that would help me do my job better. One of the things that I strive to do here is, what I say is create an environment where continuous improvement is expected and rewarded, because you can always improve on the processes and the things that you have in place.
Well, I have said on the air that it whiffs retaliatory to me. I know other people perceive it the same way. I won't ask you to comment on that because it's not a question you can answer in your capacity. So I'll ask instead, what's morale like in the administration right now from your perspective? Because you got a lot of new hires, a lot of new things happening, a lot of very capable people that have come in. It feels like it always feels like we're, you know, like for a while it felt like we're maybe going to turn a corner soon. I'll just tell you, for me, it feels like we are turning or have turned that corner. What's your perspective?
This is what I know. There are a lot of dedicated individuals that have worked for the county for a really long time, and I've also hired some folks to help us make change. Change is never easy, but maintaining the status quo of what I found when I got here was not an option. So we've made a lot of what I would say improvements in whether it be budget, the way we're going to handle the budget, or the way we're going to handle our HR systems, our payroll systems, our timekeeping systems, our IT. Our IT department is right now, I believe, on track to save a couple $100,000 a year just by some of the processes that they've put in place.
Nice.
Just in a year and a half. So you know, from that perspective, we're making a lot of headway. It may be things that the public doesn't see. You know, readily because they're the behind the scenes management administration type tasks. But the good news is these things will be in place for years to come to help the commissioners make better decisions, you know, better informed decisions when they make a decision, and have more information at their fingertips.
What? One of the things that I had wanted to ask you about is the Pensacola Beach Pier. Do we know, I mean, I'll be honest, I hadn't been to the beach but one time, didn't even realize the pier was not open and operating. Do we know how long it's going to take to get that back up in operation?
I cannot say for sure how long it's going to take, but what I am going to say is this, it's not going to be anytime soon. You know, the damage, the damage was, you know, you have to look at the pilings, you have to look at everything else, the structure and things like that. And, you know, so first of all, we have to get someone in there to do design, and then you have to go in and do the construction. So I would say the pier is not going to be open anytime soon.
Wow.
You know, and that's also, it's also doubly determined on whether or not there's another storm this year. So, you know, having the hurricane last year and all of the damage that we had, while we were able to clean up a lot of debris quickly, and I say quickly, you know, 3-4 months,
sure.
There are so many other projects, I mean, hundreds of projects, that it's almost impossible to get to all of them. And so our team, you know, is doing all they can to work on projects, but they've pretty much had their, like engineering has had their projects doubled because of the hurricane. Facilities has had their projects doubled because of the hurricane. And you know, we're still in a manpower shortage. And so, you know, it's, unfortunately, it's just not a great scenario for getting things done quickly.
Something I keep meaning to tell you, and I'm just going to throw it in here because I keep not getting the time to tell you, the addition of YouTube for live streaming the county commission meetings, oh, praise Jesus. Thank you. Please pass on to your IT people the ability to go back in the meeting from where you are currently, and the functionality of YouTube is a, seriously not exaggerating, I am so grateful. That's wonderful. Just put it that way. I'll leave that
well,
for you.
Well, thank you.
No,
thank
absolutely.
You.
As somebody
and,
who watched.
You know, the other thing.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just going to say the other thing that we've done is when you go on to our CivicClerk system, you can now find the entire record of the meeting in one place. You don't have to go to the clerk's office for minutes. You don't have to go, you know, to the previous agenda to mm-hmm. find what was, you know, what was attached. Everything's in one place, including the video. So that is, I know that sounds like a silly improvement, but on the other hand, for folks that are very interested in every document that we put out there, every conversation that's had, it's now all the body of that work is in one place.
Yeah, and votes, which is nice to see. Very quickly, you can quickly check and see what the vote record was, which is obviously a really nice thing. You've got a Minority Business Expo coming up, is that right?
We do. June 26th at Brownsville. This was something, you know, we had hoped to do last year, but, you know, COVID delayed that. So I'm really proud of the team that's been working with Commissioner May on this. They've already got 145 reservations already, you know, folks registered. So it's June 26th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And what we did was one of our assistant county administrators, Wesley Hall, was previously of the Office of Supplier Diversity at the state of Florida. So he was able to use an email list that he acquired from them, plus other email lists like from Brian Wire and other folks in the community. And Studer Community Institute has been very, very supportive in helping us with this. And so we're just looking forward to this, trying to get more diversity in the contracting for not only ourselves, but also the school board, ECUA, I think Pensacola State and the university. You know, we just have a lot of folks that are coming out to support this and to try and help get more diversity in our contracting.
Very good. We've also got about a month and a week away from the 200th anniversary celebration too, right?
Yep, and we have a time capsule. So you can go on our website and suggest things to be put in the time capsule. And so I think that's really cool. You know, the other thing that's cool about it, too, is that we said, you know, we're not going to wait 100 years to open the time capsule. I think we said 25 years. So maybe some of us will still be around when it gets reopened. So anyway, they'll review the submissions, and then they'll contact the folks the selection committee. They'll contact folks if they would like to put their item in the capsule.
Outstanding. Hey, last quick thing, and I know this is an unfair question to ask at the end, but today you have a committee of the whole meeting where you're going to talk about budget stuff. The presentation that is going to be given opens with a statement that the Escambia County overall financial rating is inconclusive for fiscal year 2020. That seems ominous. I know we've been waiting. You talked before about the need to come forward with much better data on how long it's going to, or what the cost is going to be to maintain all of our various equipment and infrastructure. You know, as I mentioned before, Doug Underhill said that if you tell the truth about this stuff, that may be your job on the line because people don't want to hear the truth about this. What does it mean to say that the county financial rating is inconclusive?
Yeah, so there are fiscal or financial indicators that are required basically by the Florida Auditor General for our auditors to look at, and right now they have done that review, and they will be here today to make a presentation. You're not required to report to the state until you are unfavorable, but we are, like we said, in an inconclusive state at this point, and so we want to try and head off an unfavorable rating. So the auditor is going to explain that today, but I think the main thing is this, and this, by the way, doesn't have anything to do with capital, so I want to let you know this is just operations.
Okay.
This isn't cap. I mean, I'm not talking about the financial condition. I'm talking about our presentation today doesn't include capital.
Okay.
It includes operations. We're trying very hard to the board has to make the policy decision as to how they want us to develop the budget. And so we're asking them to consider potential revenue sources, but if that is not their choice, that's fine. That gives us the direction that we need to go to try and manage the budget with the resources that we have. But we also felt like it was our obligation to show them kind of where we are and where we would need to generate some revenue to fund the budget and to alleviate some pressure on some fund balances and our general revenue.
Got it. All right. Well, we will look forward to that presentation today. Janice Gilley is the Escambia County Administrator. Always a pleasure, Janice. Welcome back from vacation. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much.